Brown University shootings, echoes of campus violence. The hushed halls of academia, traditionally sanctuaries of learning and growth, have in recent decades become tragically familiar sites of unimaginable violence. The specter of school shootings, a grim hallmark of American history, casts a long shadow, and even esteemed institutions like Brown University are not immune to its chilling reach. While Brown may not be as commonly cited in the national discourse as Columbine or Sandy Hook, its own experiences with campus violence serve as poignant reminders of a pervasive societal ill. Understanding the context of campus violence requires a journey back, not just to specific incidents, but to the broader cultural and historical currents that have shaped American society. The United States, with its unique history of widespread gun ownership and a complex relationship with violence, has witnessed a disturbing trend of mass shootings, with schools becoming disproportionately targeted. This phenomenon is not a sudden eruption, but rather a gradual escalation, influenced by a confluence of factors including mental health crises, cultural narratives surrounding violence, and the accessibility of firearms. The narrative of school shootings often centers on the perpetrator, their motivations, and their background. However, the true impact reverberates through the entire community. At Brown, as with any institution that has faced such trauma, the event is not just a news headline but a wound that reshapes the collective memory. While specific details of every incident on college campuses are not always widely publicized, the fear and anxiety they generate are palpable. A shooting at a university means that students, faculty, and staff, who are at a formative stage of their lives or dedicated to nurturing future generations, are exposed to acts of profound violence. The echoes of such events are profound and long-lasting. They force institutions to reevaluate security protocols, from physical measures like enhanced surveillance and controlled access points, to more nuanced approaches addressing mental health support and de-escalation strategies. The emotional toll on survivors, witnesses, and the broader community can be devastating, often leading to increased anxiety, post-traumatic stress, and a fundamental shift in the sense of safety and security on campus. The impact extends beyond the immediate victims, affecting the families, friends, and alumni, creating a ripple effect that touches countless lives. Analyzing these incidents, including those at Brown, reveals a complex tapestry of societal challenges. The question of why these events occur is a recurring, agonizing one, often leading to debates about gun control, mental health care access, societal alienation, and the role of media in perpetuating violence. While specific incidents at Brown may not have the same national notoriety, their occurrence underscores a critical point. No campus is entirely insulated from the possibility of such tragedies. The proactive measures taken by institutions like Brown to foster a secure environment and provide support systems are vital. Yet, they are often reactive, a response to a threat that has already manifested elsewhere. Ultimately, the history of school shootings in the United States, including the lesser-known but no less significant incidents at places like Brown University, is a somber chapter in the nation's story. It is a call to introspection, demanding a deeper understanding of the root causes of violence and a sustained commitment to creating safer environments, not just within academic walls, but across all facets of society. The echoes of campus violence serve as a stark reminder that the pursuit of knowledge must always be accompanied by the unwavering protection of life.